Welcome to the Animal Support Podcast. I'm predicting Virion will once again get a costume this year. I am Ordo, and he is predicting that Dorcas will win Choose Your Legends 8 Cardwiz.
As he should. Build an army. Trust no one except for us. This is the Emblem Sport Podcast. And my good friend Ordo, it is a new year, my friend. A new year in the world of Fire Emblem. And that means that we'll be able to look forward to a whole mass of great predictions that we shall make. Because as we all know, all of our 2023 predictions came true. But before we get to that and bask in our own glory, I must ask you. What have you been playing recently?
I have actually finished up two games, one of them being Final Fantasy 16, finally. And then I also played through Persona 5 Tactica. I know we've talked about them both before. Unless you want me to elaborate a little bit more on any of those other two, there is one other thing I've been playing. It's brand new.
Show me the new brand new, since we've already talked about those games in the past.
Well, I said after that Nintendo Direct that I would be there, quote, day one for a, quote, a game like this. And I have been playing Another Code R. I don't know if they're both called Another Code. I know originally in the U.S. it was called Trace Memory. And so I've been actually playing it. You play as, I don't know if she's 13 going on 14 or she's just 14 years old, but her name is Ashley Mizuki Robbins. And it's kind of this murder mystery, yet there's also this mystery of, oh gosh, because it's basically just like a visual novel where you're exploring this mansion, you're solving puzzles. And because it's so story heavy, I don't want to spoil too much about it, but I'll give you sort of the gist. So one day, after her father supposedly just being dead, for, again, 11 years, she gets this thing from him and says, hey, come to this island. She gets what looks like a Nintendo DS, which I'm guessing was originally... I'm sorry, it looks like a Switch, which I'm guessing originally it was a Nintendo DS. Because it's even called, like... oh, man, I can't remember what the thing is called. But it's basically called DAS. A standing for another. And I'm guessing that wasn't there before, so it was called DS. Man, I wish I remember what it was called, but... It's a very interesting game because it keeps piling on more mysteries and more mysteries, and I'm really enjoying it. Like I said, it's brand new. Go play it. Go buy it. It's really cool. I know nothing about the game overall or the second game, but I'm really intrigued by all the mysteries that it's putting forth.
Well, mystery fans are eating well right now, especially with the Switch, because we got the Another Code. We had the freaking Famicom games that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the remake, not remake, but just the new port of Ghost Trick. We're getting a lot of good detective stuff, and I'm really glad that you're giving Another Code a chance, because that's a game I wish I had given a chance when it was on DS. It was on like the long list of games I really wanted to play, but, you know, being young with no money,
yeah,
I never had the chance to really get into it. And I'm glad we get the chance to play that now, and I'm glad we get this second game also combined with it, which I believe was a Japanese exclusive on the Wii, I think.
It was Japanese and Europe only.
Curse you, Europe. But yeah, I'm very excited to eventually get to play this game. It's one I will get eventually because I love myself some mystery games. It's one of my favorite subgenres right now, but
interesting is when it showed up in the Nintendo Direct, I instantly said, holy crap, is that Trace Memory? I had never played this game. I just knew the character from her trophy in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And I don't know why that I just saw her. I didn't even know the character. I didn't know her name was Ashley Robbins or Ashley Mizuki Robbins. I just looked at her, saw her and said, holy crap, Trace Memory from the DS. All that from a Super Smash Bros. Trophy.
I love what those little Smash trophies did. Like the Smash trophies in Melee and Brawl just added so much getting to read those little snippets. Do the stickers in the Ultimate have like little paragraphs, little summaries of all the characters?
Nope, nothing. It's so much lesser because of it. Even if, and I know we're kind of going off on like Smash Ultimate here, but like even if the spirits, the JPEGs or whatever, had just some kind of description, it would be nice. Because right now you're just like, oh, here's this guy from Castlevania. Okay, it's Julius Belmont. It says it's Julius Belmont. I don't know what I'm supposed to glean from this. But yeah, but what have you been playing?
Oh, there's this game that came out that I've been really looking forward to playing if we got the chance to do it. I don't know if you've ever heard of this game, but it just came out just a little over a week ago to date the podcast, because of course we always date the podcast on purpose / accidentally. Some game called Golden Sun is here. Golden Sun and Golden Sun the Lost Age have come out on the Nintendo Switch expansion GBA pack thing, and oh my goodness, it's here, and it's so much fun to play it again. I hadn't played it in years, sadly, so like it really is like playing it for the first time, because my memory is worse than I thought, and it's so wonderful just to go back and experience the wonder and joy of like the first RPG that I fell in love with. It's so much fun, because I played RPGs before. I played freaking Final Fantasy on the NES, but it wasn't until like this one where I was like the right age to really enjoy it, and that childhood joy has come back to me as I'm playing Golden Sun. It's so much fun. I am so glad it's here and we get to play it again. And they added a feature where you can easily transfer the information, so you don't have to write down a way too long code, because there's no way we're getting a straight up link cable sort of thing, but we get to transfer the information easily. I can't wait to get to the Lost Age, but I'm playing Golden Sun right now, and I'm about to go on the boat, and I'm going to do the secret thing to get to the secret dungeon on the boat early. And I love Golden Sun, and it's in my hands, and the trailer did really well on YouTube. Nintendo, see that, give us more Golden Sun.
I've said this on every single thing that I'm logged into, but please, 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 Nintendo, free Camelot from boring, bland, uninteresting Mario Sports hell. Let Camelot make an RPG. It does not have to be, it definitely doesn't need to be a sequel to Dark Dawn, but I would love to see a new entry into the Golden Sun series. It was a game that I when I got a Game Boy Advance, I saw a commercial for this game and instantly bought it. And no game has ever done that. Usually it's like, oh yeah, an advertisement, whatever. But just seeing that game, something about it just resonated with me. And I bought it as soon as I had the money to. I no longer have the cartridge. I think a friend of mine has it, and she's in Japan right now, so I'm probably never going to see that again. But when it came to Golden Sun, what happened was is that I had played the demo for Final Fantasy VII originally, and I was like, okay, this is really cool. The battle system's really different. I want a game that's like this. And the same friend, by the way, I had gone to her house, and she had Final Fantasy VIII. And so I played a little bit of that, and I was like, okay, this is cool. I like the turn-based like kind of battle system, even though I probably didn't know that was a turn-based. I don't think I knew it was called turn-based battle system. I guess it's active time or whatever it is for Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, active time for 7 and 8.
Yeah. But I was like, I like this game because there's strategy and stuff. And then, so Golden Sun came out in 2001. That would have been 98. And so I continued to just kind of like look for a game that was like that. And when I saw Golden Sun, I was like, oh, that game looks like Final Fantasy with its turn-based, or what I perceived to be turn-based at the time. And so I picked that game up, and it was essentially like baby's first RPG for me. Like, I didn't know anything about going to inns to recover like health. I didn't know anything about like changing out equipment or anything like that. Like, I made it, I want to say, just about to the final boss with like the basic equipment. The starting equipment, yeah. So Golden Sun is either that easy, or I was that dumb. But it doesn't matter, because the story is just so good. I love this game. It's amazing. If you have time, please play Golden Sun. And if you love Golden Sun, please play The Lost Age.
Oh, I can't wait to get the Lost Age. I haven't played Lost Age since 2003. I am so hyped to be able to play that again with new, fresh eyes. Maybe I'll like it more. Maybe I'll like the story more, because I remember not liking the story of Lost Age. So hopefully I'll like it more. I can't wait to get to it. I'm so glad it's here. And there's so much depth to the game, too, that I never really appreciated as a child, because it's a weird class system this game has.
So you get these little things called degen or degeni. And when you equip the different elements of the characters, I know we're kind of going off here, but listen, I got to promote Golden Sun. It may be my only chance, okay?
We're talking Golden Sun. Get used to it. It's a Golden Sun podcast for the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, so you get these, they're elemental degen. Like, your main elements are going to be earth, wind, fire, and water. And your degen are the same thing, earth, fire, wind, and water. Well, you can take your earth degen and give it to your water adept, or the person that uses the water element. And it'll change her, like, spells and whatnot. And you can do that thing with pretty much every single person. It lets you mix and match your different classes, and it gives you different synergy spells. And it's really cool, because usually when I've played through the game, I basically kind of just go, you know, earth gets the earth, fire gets the fire. But if you're really cool and creative and you know how to make the class system really work for you, man, you're gonna have a blast mixing and matching all the different classes.
It is such an amazing game. If you have not played it, please, if you like RPGs at all, and if you're listening to this podcast, I assume you like RPGs on some level.
And I assume you have a Nintendo Switch.
Please give Golden Sun a shot. It's such a good series that deserves a second chance. Dark Dawn doesn't need to be the last game in that franchise.
Golden Sun's great. Golden Sun's great. But you know what isn't great, CardWiz?
What is not great?
When you and I record an episode of a podcast and we forget our listener comments.
Oops.
Yeah, this one is on me. So, a little bit behind the scenes, we recorded the episode in two parts. And in between those parts, I had actually forgotten to grab the comments. And so, after I had done edited and everything, and all I had to do was add the intro and the outro songs, I was just like, oh no. I forgot the listener comments. So, what were the listener comments? They were about what you wanted to see for a Fire Emblem anime. I've got one here from Clairvoyant Nara. They sent me a screenshot. But at first they say, I always prefer something that doesn't currently have an English translation so we can experience more stories. So for an anime, I'll go with Thracia. I wouldn't want an original because I'd want to play with those characters more than watch them. And she sent me a pic, says it's a tangentially related rant. She says, anyone in the quote, this might actually be coming after you, CardWiz. Anyone in the quote, in the quote saying they want a Fire Emblem movie is just wrong. There's no shortening any Fire Emblem game to be a movie length at all and be meaningful. If you wanted to do a Fire Emblem franchise, it would be a 3-season Path of Radiance live action TV adaptation, followed by a 7-season Radiant Dawn live action adaptation. If you're going to half-ass it, don't bother. Go all out, or I don't want it.
You're gonna get you're gonna get 90% of the characters cut. You're going to get like 2 to 3, maybe 4 or 5 battles in it, and that's it. You're gonna get most of the plot points cut, but you're gonna get your Fire Emblem Path of Radiance movie. I already declared it last episode. Go back and give that a listen if you want to know how that movie gets broken down.
Yeah, I remember. I floated the idea of doing something like the Mobile Suit Gundam original series did, where they took their 44, or it might be 43. They took their 44 episode series and they broke it down into like 3 3-hour movies. I think you could do something like that. I think 3-season Path of Radiance. There are 3 seasons of Path of Radiance and then a 7-season Radiant Dawn. I don't know if I could do that, honestly. when you think about all the characters in the world, sure, you could probably do that, but 7 seasons is a long time. That's 7 years, roughly. But of course, it also depends on like how long seasons are, because, you know, an average season used to be like 24 episodes, but now there's been shows and anime that's been 10 episodes and 12 episodes and 24 episodes. So it depends on how long it is. I don't think a live action adaptation would be that good, because I think Fire Emblem kind of works as an anime aesthetic medium.
Nah. It'll be fine. We'll pull a Game of Thrones with it, and everything's going to be great. Everyone loved how that show ended. Everyone's going to love the path of Fire Emblem, no matter what, if we go down that medieval way of shooting and scheduling everything.
Okay, but what do you think about what would you think about a Thracia anime?
I think Thracia would be a fun one, but of course you do have like the tie-ins with genealogy. But I've never asked, because I've obviously never played Thracia on its own. I don't know how well that story would stand up on its own without the knowledge of genealogy, but I'm always up for a good side story. So yes, why not? Go for it.
I think you would have to. So I'm thinking, now I didn't watch this, but I believe the Tales of Zestiria. Oh, Carbis, please stop. Always throwing up. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You said the Z word. You promised me you'd never say the Z word.
Oh, I'm sorry. But like the Tales of Zestiria anime. And again, I don't know how long it does this for, but I think it has a couple of episodes where it actually flashes back to Tales of Berseria, which is the prequel, which is a prequel that came out afterwards in a far superior game, in my opinion.
You said the good word.
but I want to say a couple of episodes, they actually flash back to some events that actually tie into current day. I think you could do the same thing with the Thracia anime, where you flash back to some of the genealogy stuff that, you know, flashes forward to current day Thracia. But I think Thracia is also a hard sell just because it's not as known. Like if you say, here's a Fire Emblem project and it's Thracia, I don't think people are going to be like, oh yay. I mean, you'll have some, but if you say, hey, it's Awakening, people are like, oh yeah, it's Path of Radiance. Oh yeah. If you say it's Engage, oh yeah. Or maybe not. I don't know. But Three Houses, oh yeah. I don't think that Thracia in any sense has enough brand identity to actually carry a Fire Emblem anime. And then we got another one here from Nish Quick. And speaking of Engage, he says, since Engage has a manga, which is currently running, it'll be fun anime to watch, but I think a grand epic anime of genealogy, sort of like Vinland Saga, would be cool, or a romance anime for Echoes.
Yeah, I would totally be a sucker for a romance anime. Yeah, I could see that. I think that would actually work really well with Frickin' Echoes. The two lovers spread across the continent trying to fight to get back to each other and save their homeland.
Meanwhile, you have the mirror image of them, with that being Berkut and Renea. Maybe.
It's going to be so good. Okay, now we need that one.
Yeah, I want to combine Nishquick's idea of genealogy with Clairvoyant Nara's idea of Thracia. So we all win. How about this? You take Nishquick's idea of genealogy. That's season one. Season two's Thracia. Then season three would be the finale of genealogy. Because I think that at some point they cross paths, Leaf and Seliph. But again, haven't played either one of those to completion, so I can't tell you. And lastly, we have a comment from a user on Spotify, which if you don't know, at the end of every single episode, we now actually have a Q&A section for how'd you like the episode? And that is something that Spotify has started doing. So if you are on the Spotify app and you want to drop us a question or a comment, we'll read it out in the next episode. Now, I don't have the link to this one, but I do know it was from a Spartan, I want to say 3505, worried about if we were going to cancel the podcast because it had been a little bit since we recorded an episode. And no. The podcast is not canceled. November and December are just really hard months as far as trying to get time and holidays, energy wise. If you ever, again, we've beat it to the ground, but if you ever want to hear a low energy recording, Chapter 4 is that podcast.
Don't listen to Chapter 4. Don't listen to Chapter 4. Don't listen to Episode 4 of this podcast ever.
And then Cardwiz, you had some dental work done. Then combine that with Christmas and New Year's, and just we couldn't get the pieces to line up right. So We're here to stay. And yeah. But you know what isn't here to stay? Because I'm good at transitions.
What is not here to stay, my good friend Ordo?
The year 2023 and the predictions that we made during then.
What are you talking about? It's only like 2020 or something. What wait, what's the date say?
It's we're recording this on 1/23/24.
Oh God, we're getting old.
I know. Did you know it's been 5 years since we started this podcast?
Ah!
Happy 5 years.
Happy 5 years. But we do want to celebrate the year of 2023 by looking back and seeing what the heck we predicted and how close we came. Now, if I remember correctly, I think I did like a sane prediction, a out there prediction, and a BS insane prediction. I am curious to see if any of those came remotely close. Probably not, though.
I went back and scrubbed through the episode a couple days ago just to see what we said. And here's what we have. And so basically the way we formatted it is that you did a prediction, I did a prediction, you did a prediction, I did a prediction. And then we had a couple of random ones. And then we also had, funny enough, we mentioned him in this episode, two commenters, both Clarvar and Nara and Nishquick also sent us two predictions as well. So I'll start off. Last year, Ordo predicted Alentia would be number 6 in Choose Your Legends. And I was wrong. But she ended up in 8th, and she got a really cool alt 1 month later. And it was drawn by Kita Senria, who is the Radiant Dawn and Path of Radiance artist. So it was pretty much like she won. I also had female Robin to win for the women and male Byleth for the men. And that was both wrong, as Gullaveg won for the women and male Robin won for the men. But funnily enough, my predictions ended up both 4th in their respected genders.
For more Choose Your Own Legends, look at episode 4. No, don't look at episode 4. Mm-hmm. But we probably will talk about Choose Your Own Legends next time, because Choose Your Own Legends 8 just wrapped up. And I very much look forward to seeing the results.
And I'm pretty sure you knock a 1.
We can hope. We can hope and pray.
And so our next one is a prediction for you, Cardwiz. And that was that Koei Tecmo will be purchased by Nintendo, merged with Intelligent Systems, and they'll be put in charge of the Fire Emblem series.
Actually, a year ago, that didn't sound as insane as it does, because like I feel like around January last year was like the peak of the companies were buying properties.
Yeah.
Thankfully, this year it slowed down a little bit, mainly because this year has all been about Microsoft and Activision. So who knows? Maybe we'll go back and see a buying spree by someone again.
Yeah, I did like that prediction, though. Because, you know, they did really well with Three Houses. They did well with Three Hopes. I don't know the sales numbers for Three Hopes, but it seemed to be received pretty well, so. So, here's a prediction from me. I said that Nintendo Pictures makes a Fire Emblem animated project. No, but we did make an episode on it, and Fire Emblem Gage does have a currently running manga, so.
And we do have the rumors of the Legend of Zelda movie being done. Well, I don't think that's rumor. I think it's official now.
Yeah, it's official. After all, this is Miyamoto, and I'm confirming.
Yeah, we're getting the Nintendo properties in the movies, and Fire Emblem is a legitimate possibility of happening, probably with a lower budget, but it's possible.
And so the next prediction was yours, Cardwiz, and you finally put it out there. Space Emblem.
Yeah, I forgot. I love that I put just enough thought into this to come up with something insane, but not enough thought for it to retain within me. Oh, now I want this again.
Well, you had mentioned that picture that Kozaki did for an April Fool's joke, like, God, I'm almost, talk about time, almost like 10 years ago, where Krom was wearing a space helmet and a space suit and was on Mars, apparently. But, And then I had talked about how Zelda was also going to be a space series at 1.2, but it didn't come up. I still want that, though. Like, it doesn't even have to be a quote-unquote Fire Emblem game, but if it came from Intelligent Systems and was, like, a different series, it might let them kind of spread their wings a bit, since they're not in the constraints of, like, Fire Emblem, so to speak.
they've done the futuristic hints with the world of dubstep in Three Houses.
Oh my God.
We can get an all dubstep soundtrack.
Let me tell you something. I had not actually gotten to Shambhala yet. And I was just like, well, I've heard pretty much some of the game's soundtrack. So I went ahead and because I got the special edition for Three Houses. I put the CD in my car and I was listening to it. And I just put it on random just to listen to whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, the music comes on. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm like, okay, okay. Then it has the drop and the dubstep. I'm just like, what is happening? Did I put the wrong CD in my car?
It's such whiplash when you get to that level. I was so disturbed by it at the time, but I kind of love it now.
And there's giant robots. What's going on here?
We're that close to Space Emblem. It is within sight. It could happen still.
Well, I mean, the backstory for Sothis is that she's quote unquote the falling star because she came falling from space. They never did anything with that, so maybe a Sothis prequel story or something crazy.
I'm sure we couldn't have gotten any crazier than that with our predictions.
Well, last year, I said there would be a Fire Emblem game collaboration. Kind of a sane pick, but no. Nothing there either.
And no hints of an NES remix with Fire Emblem thrown in. Oh, well.
No Super Mario Maker with costumes either. The next one was actually, I think, a good prediction. It came from you, of course. And you said, yeah. Fire Emblem Engage will get 3 million sales in 1 year.
Yeah.
This was incorrect. It's sitting at, I think Nintendo of Europe released some numbers. I want to say right around October of last year. I can't remember, but Engage is sitting at like 1.6 million and Three Houses has jumped to 4 million in sales, which I did not see coming because usually there's always like that period where it tops out and then that's it.
Nah, Fire Emblem Three Houses is going to live on forever. It is the Mario Kart 8 of Fire Emblem. It will just sell for the rest of time.
Yeah. Can I go on a rant, CardWiz?
Please.
Okay, so I put this out there, right? Because over the past few months, even going maybe even back to like July of last year, I just started seeing all these videos pop up in my recommended. Because sometimes I just listen to Fire Emblem music when I'm just kind of doing stuff around the house. Just really any gaming music, really. But I would see these videos pop up in my recommendations, and it was just like, oh, Engage, how it betrayed everyone's expectations, how it's failed so hard, it's fallen off. What happened to Engage? How could it do this? And it's like, the reality of Fire Emblem Engage is that, number one, yes, it's not selling as hotcakes as Fire Emblem Three Houses. It's just not, you know, number one. But it's sitting at 1.6 million sales. It's doing pretty good. You know, like, we're not in the times of Path of Radiance, Radiant Dawn, Shadow Dragon, and then Fire Emblem 12,
We don't talk about Fire Emblem 12 here.
Yeah. Engage is doing just fine. And even when I looked at Choose Your Legends, like, before the little halfway point cutoff coming out, I was just thinking, you know, maybe Engage really isn't doing that hot despite the sales, you know, maybe the characters didn't really hit or anything, but like it's full of Engage characters, more women, more on the women's side than the men's side, but still Engage is doing just fine. Honestly. I mean,
Engage is fine. It wasn't
the
big hit, the huge hit that I kind of hoped it would be.
Yeah.
But it's still a solid game. It has the best gameplay in Fire Emblem. I love the gameplay of that game. I just think the story is mediocre. Characters are fine. And when you have a culture of internet fans who really attach to like the waifus and husbandos and love shipping, dear Lord, they love shipping, as we've seen with so many different game franchises on the internet. Engage is not ship friendly, especially with the fact that it doesn't have endings. It doesn't have paired endings. How do you not have paired endings? I literally think if they just had paired endings, that might get them another 100,000.
But if you really want to hear about what we had to say, we did, I want to say several episodes of Engage last year. It was really an Engage heavy last year. No, I'm really thinking about it.
Let's face it. If a new Fire Emblem game comes out, we're probably going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Three hopes. Yeah. Wait, what did something fly through the air just now?
Don't spoil the future. But yeah, we did several episodes. We did like impressions and then we did spoiler talk. And we talked about the DLC. There's several episodes in the archives. Go check those out. This next prediction, it's what I opened the episode with. It's what crushed me. And I said that Virion, Duke Virion of House Virion from the game Fire Emblem Awakening, would get an alt in Fire Emblem Heroes, and I was denied.
You will continue to be denied until he inevitably wins Choose Your Own Legend about 58, maybe by then.
Well, that's because there will be no one else to vote for, because I will be the only one voting, because I will be the only one left playing Heroes. And so then we had two from our commenters, but I'm going to skip those just for the time being, because I had another one after those. And I said, Alir to Smash. But perhaps I was a little too ready to jump the gun on that.
Is that a sneak preview of the 2024 predictions?
No, but let me throw this out there. Nintendo has just formed with Bandai a special collaboration studio that's focused on 2D action games. Okay, whatever. Masahiro Sakurai, the director for Super Smash Bros., going all the way back to 1999 through Ultimate, has said he's no longer going to be doing his YouTube channel at the end of this year. There are the Switch successor rumors are everywhere. So, I don't know. Everything seems to be falling in line. So, I'm going to hold on to this Alir in Smash for maybe a 2025. I don't know. I just want the Mario fans to be really, really mad. I am at the ultimate level of petty. I want to see like four more Fire Emblem characters before I ever see a Waluigi or a Geno. Ever. Okay? I do not care.
The Geno fans got their Mario RPG remake that now they can go away forever and never darken our doorway again.
Actually, you know what? I've been watching someone play and I'm like, why isn't Mallow getting the love? Because Mallow's like a blast. I'm watching a really good stream. I'm just like, why aren't people not hyped over Mallow? Because Mallow seems to be getting all the love and Geno's just kind of there. Mallow for Smash. But Clairvoyant Nara and Nishquick both hit us with a Fire Emblem 4 Echoes / another Echoes. And no, still nothing. We're still drowning.
Yeah, we've all got the clown makeup on our face.
Yeah, which I've not shown you this episode's thumbnail, have I?
Oh, no. Well, I'll look at it after the podcast and everyone can see it right now. But
I've not sent it to you yet.
Oh, no.
Are
we about to do a live reaction?
You know what? Let's do it. I'm going to send you this. I got to find it first. Let's see here. Upload file. Thumbnails. Did I put it in here? Yes, I did. And there it is.
Oh, it's real. That's the perfect thumbnail for this.
So I made this. It's so for those who don't know, I guess you do know because you're listening to the episode, but I'll go ahead and describe it anyways. It's Sigurd and he has a clown wig on that I found from clip art. And I gave him a little clown nose. And then I used the exact same background as I did for last year, but I put a big rainbow color over it because we are clowns for wanting these nice things. And it was really fun to make. I actually saved clown Sigurd for the direct that we did not get to do. All right, that's a long story. But then I was like, well, I'm not going to use this. But I was like, in the back of my mind, I should keep this for something. But anyways, that was 2023, our predictions. But it is a new year. It is 2024. And since last year I went first, Cardwiz, what is one of your predictions for this year?
It's time. Everyone go grab a wash rag, get it some nice soap on it, water it up, get it all soapy, and put it on your face. It's time to rub off the clown makeup.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
There's this no makeup now.
Will be the summer of Sigurd. We will guaranteed actually get Fire Emblem 4 Genealogy of the Holy War on the Switch, and it's going to be real. And on top of it, we're going to get a clown costume as an alternate for Sigurd. Going to make that as a little addition. Didn't have that plan, but it's appropriate. Nintendo has seen the memes, and they will acknowledge the memes. This summer, I'm going to predict a June release. It's happening. Stick a fork in it. We're getting it.
In June?
Oh. Yes, I'm predicting June.
Interesting. Oh, I think I might need to make sure my clown makeup is kept in storage, as well as my clown
Don't
costume.
Worry, you're not going to need it. It's going to totally happen. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Well, Cardwiz, I had a different prediction that I was going to start off with, but I'm going to counter.
Uh-oh.
I am going to counter.
Don't Uno reverse me. I actually am excited about Genealogy of the Holy War. This is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Cardwiz. What you're wanting is expected, okay? What you're wanting is something that people would really, really want, right?
Yes.
But unfortunately, Genealogy, it just doesn't have the staying power. As I've said previously in this episode, it doesn't have the notoriety that a different game does. I once said that this was foolish and that they should never do it in a different episode. Not the one where we talked about getting an anime or remake or whatever. We are going to get, and I'm going to say in July, we are going to get a remaster / re-release port of Fire Emblem Awakening.
All right.
It's been like 11 years now. Fire Emblem Awakening is still one of the most popular in the series. It's still got people drawing fan art. People show up for Awakening. They show up for Awakening in a way that they would not show up for Genealogy of the Holy War. And I think with the eShop shutting down and people still saying, Awakening, 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 I think the potential for Awakening is even higher now than it was back then.
Oh, man, there's definitely a strong possibility of that happening. If Nintendo actually acknowledges the things that they've locked away on the 3DS, which I want to believe will happen, this is me putting my clown makeup on right now. Let me just put that back on after washing it off. Maybe they'll acknowledge a lot of the 3DS titles and make them available. Heck, we're getting Apollo Justice titles. I never thought we'd see those. But yeah. So maybe we'll also get a little bit of Fire Emblem 3DS love. It's possible. I legitimately think that that's one of the most likely things to get remade at this point.
I mean, I didn't write this down, but Fates is probably just as likely based on sales numbers. I don't think it has the staying power, and I think most people have really soured on Fates, but if they're just looking at like straight sales numbers or even like maybe money people have spent on Fire Emblem Heroes when it comes to like banners around the Fire Emblem Fates characters, I think it has just as likely as a possibility. But another thing was with like the Awakening remaster, re-release, whatever I want to call it, is that you'd also have all the DLC too. And that'd be really cool.
Everyone gets to be the bride with the bouquet item to digivolve them.
Oh, dude, the actual like bride class dress looks so good on the 3DS graphic, especially when you one of the rare times where I'd say use the 3D. It's very sparkly. It looks really nice. I think the person that I chose for it was Cordelia at the time. She looks amazing in it.
Just to troll her?
Oh, no, no. This is when my Robin was married to her, and unfortunately, she keeps talking about Crom.
That's awful. Oh, boy.
Which is why Tiki is the best wife. Adult Tiki. What is your next prediction, good sir?
I don't know if you've been hearing these rumors, including one that got leaked by Game Shark, of all things. There's talk about that whole Switch 2 thing happening, and it might be happening this year. I know it's been said for like the last 4 years, it feels like, but maybe this is the year. I'm going to predict that this is the year that we'll get the Switch, but that's not the prediction. When the new console comes out, there's going to be so many remakes. We're going to get Smash Ultimate re-released again. We're going to get Mario Kart 8 re-released again, and people are going to buy it because they're suckers. Fire Emblem is going to jump on that train, and we are going to get Fire Emblem Four Houses.
No.
We're going to get the remake, but with a little bit of extra added to it. Ashen Wolves aren't just like DLC living in a dungeon. They're going to have their own full house with four new characters joining the four that are already in there. And bonus part of the prediction, we're going to get a new teacher the internet is going to be way too horny about.
Is it the maid from Persona 5?
If only. I'm sorry. What? What? But yes, they'll redesign the map, but the Ashen Wolves will have a section of land within the Empire, and that's going to be the biggest part of their story, is they're going to be fighting fully for their own independence against the Empire, and everything is going to go very wrong very fast. Because that's how it works for them.
I think the big question is, will they actually give Edelgard a real story? And not base her, in my opinion, story of a first draft they wrote.
Yes, with this edition, her story will have a couple more chapters and it will be actually more fully fleshed out.
God, I'm still mad about that. So much
potential. Edelgard is almost a great character.
Still love Edelgard though. Black Eagles for life.
Golden Deer.
Well.
Well, agree to disagree, but let's see if we agree about how your next prediction is going to go down.
So I think this is pretty much an inevitability, depending on, again, sales. So the Good Smile Company has actually been releasing like a ton of Fire Emblem, like statues / figures. I lean more towards the statue side since you can't move their arms and legs and all that type of stuff. And they've released several different characters. They've released, I want to say it's Lynn, Ike, Roy, Lilina. I think a Byleth came out pretty recently, female Byleth that is. And I think they're going to be releasing another one because there's a glaring absence. If you look at all those, and where is the Fire Emblem Awakening figure? Another Awakening type prediction, I guess. But I think they're going to release a figure or a statue based on Male Robin because I don't think they want to do one on Crom, and I know the Good Smile Company has already done a Lucina Figma from about 10 years ago. Ugh, time. But I think that, you know, because Intelligent Systems seems to really, really push Male Robin, and they pretty much pretend like Female Robin doesn't exist. Figure slash statue on Male Robin with the Levin sword, and he'll have like lightning crackling around him. I think that's really possible.
I could see that. I could see it looking really good and looking really fancy.
And it will also cost right around $200 like the other ones do. God, that price, man. The price.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. Very realistic. But we can go a step beyond.
Oh?
My final prediction. 2024, we will see a deal between Nintendo and Funko to get a series of Fire Emblem dolls. And not only are we going to get little Fire Emblem Funkos or dolls or whatever the heck they're called, there's going to be a new game, because Funko is in the gaming business too now.
Gears Tactics.
We're going to get Shadow Dragon Funko.
Oh my God. Please no. And by the way, my it's not Gears Tactics.
It's Gears Funko. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But oh my God, Shadow Dragon. Could you imagine? Have you ever, because you know what Midius looks like, big menacing purple dragon. See him as a Funko?
It's still going to look better than the DS Shadow Dragon looked.
Would you really do that to the Earth Dragon King? He's called the Earth Dragon King, Gardwiz.
I'm going to do it to the Earth Dragon King. I'm going to do it to Tiki. I'm going to do it to the Hero Prince. All of them are Funkos. All of them are going to be Funkos moving around the board, and they're going to bash against each other to take each other out. It's going to be awful and horrible, and it's going to happen.
Oh my God, no, please don't. Please don't, Nintendo. I'm glad you're not listening to this.
Nintendo, hear my cries. Think of the branding opportunity. The branding!
So I've got one last prediction. I didn't write down too many this year. Because I think I went all in. I went all in last year, and a lot of my stuff was a little silly, didn't really come true, and I didn't want to repeat anything. But this is something that is a problem, I think, for not just Fire Emblem, but all of Nintendo's franchises. You know me, I am a big lover of video game music, but I would like to see that Fire Emblem music is added to streaming services, or it is easy to buy without having to import at all. Because a lot of companies right now are just putting large sections of their old library on, like, Spotify, right? Nintendo doesn't have anything on Spotify that I know of that... I think they put one thing up there. No, I know what it was. It was like they had, like, a Kirby concert for, like, the 25th anniversary up for, like, a limited time, and then it was just gone. And I'm just like, why is it just up there and gone? Like, because the only way that you're going to be able to purchase these soundtracks is if you're importing them from a site from like CD Japan or Play Asia or something like that. And it's not so much that I have a problem with anything like that, but you're not just importing like a CD. Number one, it's a CD. Like, come on, CDs, really? And number two, it's not just you buying a CD. You're buying like a giant booklet, a big... like a square, like for example, if you have a special edition, like let's say Three Houses, you know how big that box is? You're buying a CD soundtrack and the same thing, essentially, right? And it's just like, I don't need all this extra hoo-ha. Just give me the music. Just give me the music, please. Or just add to the streaming services. That's my rant.
It would be nice. It I could see that happening. Or at least I want to see that happening. I don't know if Nintendo will ever cut that deal, but hey, we've seen a lot of places. We've seen a lot of the Final Fantasy music. We're seeing the Tales music. We've seen lots of RPGs. Just Nintendo, sign that deal. Let us get the music anytime, please.
Yeah, except for Breath of the Wild. I don't need to hear 286 tracks, which how? A little ding, long, 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 long. Plus the Hyrule Castle name.
I can only hear myself making a really bad dish so many times.
Ding, 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 ding. So that's going to be it for our predictions, unless you have anything.
I believe that's it. I think I've gone far enough off the deep end.
Okay.
This
so, time. Actually, you know what, Carter? I just realized I forgot one of the ones from 2023. You said something along the lines of, because I don't have it wrote down here, but you said something along the lines of there being food, like Fire Emblem style food at the Nintendo World or something like that.
That'd be the only way they would acknowledge Fire Emblem in the Nintendo
and people
World.
It was like people will get like a mystery purple capsule and like it could have poison in it for poison mutton. I can't. I wish I could remember what it was in its entirety.
I wish that happened. Sadly, I don't think I've heard of anything Fire Emblem related at Nintendo World. I've only heard of like just the usual Nintendo faces and Pikmin.
Yeah, because Miyamoto is high on Pikmin, which that's a different thing for a different podcast that I don't do, unfortunately. However, we do have another comment, and man, Clairvoyanara, you're coming up a lot in this podcast. So go follow them on Twitter. And they say, I want to see something unexpected like a collaboration or crossover. I feel like it's the only way to break the curse of, quote, the illusion of choice, but it's three more years of Three Houses Discourse, unquote, is to have something so far away that it's pointless to compare them. I'm down for it. Like, I wanted that last year, some sort of new gaming collaboration.
Sounds like Clairvoyanara is on my bandwagon with the Funko team up.
No.
Oh, fine. Fine, we'll go with something more normal. Now we got to keep up the Three Houses Discord. We'll do a Three Houses visual novel, but it's going to be a murder mystery, and it's going to be by Uchikoshi, who does the AI and Zero Escape series. Okay. There we go. $1 billion idea right there.
I'm into it. But you know what I'm also into?
Supports on the Emblem Support Podcast?
Dang it, Cardwiz, you took it from me. How did you know?
We see it laid before us, right? I got to take it. I got to take the shot when I see it.
One day I'll trick you on this podcast. However, today is not that day. So Fire Emblem Engage just turned one. 1 year of Fire Emblem Engage, 1.6 million. Never forget it. It's a success. And because we're not doing a dedicated one-year episode because we've talked so much about it, we figured we could at least throw in some supports in this to celebrate the 1 year since that game has come out. At first, I had chosen something else, but then I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go with the Three Houses. Oh, no. It's happening.
We're not doing Three Houses.
it's the one-year anniversary
of Engage. Let's talk about Fire Emblem Three Houses.
But yes, I'm going to do an Engage based on one of your favorite characters. Her name is Etie. Now, who is Etie Cardwiz?
My girl Etie. She is a retainer for Prince Alfred. Alfred is from an entirely different genre. Alfred, who is also his training partner. They try to work out because he's been a bit sick in the past. He's been scrawny and he wants to be the strong prince, the strongest prince he can be. He can do it. Especially with his retainer Etie at his side.
And Prince Alfred is, of course, the prince. I like how we could just, like, sum them up both together. Usually it's like, well, this character is this and this character is that. Anyways, so who do you want?
It's the wonders of the simplicity of Engage.
Yeah, so who do you want, Alfred or Etie?
I'll take my girl Etie.
Okay, and I'll take skinny Alfred. Amazing weather we're having today, huh?
Too true. It's the perfect day for a cup of tea.
Especially the tea you prepare, Etie. It's my favorite cup of all.
That's kind of you to say. Would you like another cup?
No, I'd better not.
If you say so.
I can't hold it anymore. I'm out.
Ha! Your cup is down first. I win.
Yep. Fair play, Etie. I've got no excuses, although I could swear our special workout teacups seem heavier today.
Well spotted. I did add some weights, in fact.
No wonder I had trouble just lifting it.
Don't whine. The road to muscle gain is long and bumpy, and you've just begun. Tea time will only get harder from here.
I expect nothing less. Now let's raise our teacups to strength.
To strength. I found that to be incredibly cute.
Yeah, that was actually really nice.
I forgot to struggle at the beginning because I forgot that they were using the weighted teacups, which is a ridiculous gimmick I absolutely love.
I never used Etie. She fell off hard for me in her stats, and I tried because I heard that you were doing so well with her. I'm like, okay, I'll try to get her up. She never became anything for me.
Oh, I wasn't doing well with her. Like, her stats were still falling off for me, and she was not doing well in the end game. She was by far my most killed character, but I still loved Etie. She was my S support. Love you, ETA.
What? She was my most killed character.
Thank you, Dragon Pulse, or whatever it was called in Engage.
Okay. And Alfred, I think I got to a certain point where I just didn't use him anymore.
Yeah, sadly, Engage, I only did one playthrough, so I can only speak from a one playthrough standpoint. It feels like normally with Fire Emblem, like, you build characters up from the beginning and they have the potential to be stronger early on. But this game, it felt more like the early characters had the tendency to fall off more. Maybe I just got RNG screwed, but I have to do more playthroughs of Engage. But there are too many RPGs. There are too many games.
Too many games. On to the B support. You're sure about this?
Extremely. You're not leaving until you drink every drop of my new and improved muscle stimulant.
Well, anything for strength.
That's the spirit. I put a lot of research into this one. I guarantee you'll get results.
That's great news. Thanks for putting so much effort into this. It's just, you couldn't have done anything about the smell?
Sorry, you'll have to hold your nose. It was unavoidable with all the different ingredients I used.
Like what exactly?
In researching this drink, I interviewed a lot of hard bodies. I found out their favorite fruits, so I could mix them all into one potent stew.
All of them? At once?
Well, all of those plus a few other things I thought might help.
And how does it taste?
Couldn't tell you. Haven't tried it.
Unbelievable. You waited till I could try it first before having any for yourself? I'm touched, Etie.
It's all part of the job.
Oh, I'm ashamed of being so nitpicky over little things like taste and smell. I want you to know how grateful I am, Etie. Bottoms up. To strength.
To strength. Well, what do you think?
One thing's for sure. It's not fit for human consumption.
I was afraid of that. Another little cute comedic support between the two.
I love this. It makes me want to go and play Engage right now because I want to use them both.
There's a lot of fun, silly lightheartedness to it that I am enjoying. The characters of Engage do come close to having that like sort of one note issue that I had with Awakening and Fates, mainly Fates. But this one is doing it in just like mainly a purely comedic sense. And I don't mind it from a support standpoint.
Yeah, it's been good so far.
Let's see how the A goes.
Good morning, NTA. Any suggestions for our early workout?
How about a run?
Sounds good. Want to make it a race?
Nah, I'd prefer to run alongside. Easier to keep you safe that way.
Makes sense. Oh, look.
Something wrong?
No, I just noticed how beautiful those flowers are. Let's put the run on hold for a minute.
As you wish.
You know what pretty flowers always remind me of? This memory I have of you with an armload of them.
My hometown is known for those flowers. I used to bring some many time I visited the castle.
I remember. My mother and the servants loved them.
Good. I'm glad.
Speaking of mother, you want to hear something funny? She originally thought you might be the one to become my queen.
You're kidding. That's the first I've heard of it. But that does explain some things. Now I get why I was assigned to you instead of Princess Celine, my childhood friend. I've wondered that for years. Oh, mystery solved, I guess.
That must have bugged you.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm proud to be your retainer, Prince Alfred. Though it's a bit of a shock to try to imagine myself as your queen. Queen Etie.
Hmm?
apologize to Queen Eve, but I can't picture it no matter how hard I try.
Me neither. I try to imagine us as anything but what we are now, and my brain freezes up.
I know what you mean. Our bond as prince and retainer is too strong to be anything else.
Workout partners, too. Don't forget that.
Always, Prince Alfred. Speaking of which, shouldn't we get going on that run? I'm getting antsy.
Lead the way, Etier. Every day I spend training with you is a gift. To strength! And to peace.
And to your happiness.
You fools! You fools! You fools! I see what the mother sees!
Why doesn't this game have paired endings?
This is perfect!
That's so adorable! I love this!
Get me a ticket, because I am on this ship.
I'm all in on it. Like, I love these guys as workout buddies. They work so well together. That's just like, what? How do you not have paired endings? Like, I was annoyed about it at the time and frustrated by it, but now I'm actually angry because it's like,
I'm furious.
This is perfect.
That was so good.
Funny. I'm just like, that was a 5 out of 5.
Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame. If we had a Hall of Fame, this would be a Hall of Fame.
I love these characters. Why engage? Why did you sabotage yourself?
But I can respect the fact that they're just friends.
Yeah, they ended it that way because they realized that they forgot that they didn't have paired endings and had to add that.
But if you take that away, like, maybe I'm playing a little bit of the devil's advocate here, but like, just having a guy, a male and female, just be friends and that's it. That's nice too.
It is cool. I really like it. Yeah. Still ship them.
Oh yeah, me too. Like I said, I'm, you know, punch my ticket. I'm on the ship. But yeah. Oh, that's just so good, man.
I didn't think I'd like that much. Like, oh my goodness. The time away from Engage and like, I'm now feeling nostalgic about Engage. I want to do another playthrough one day. There's so many cool things you can do with the freaking character. We've talked about it a bajillion times over the last year, but I freaking love the gameplay of that game. And I even like the characters. They don't have the depth of Three Houses, but they're still fun.
Yeah. Man, this was... I've never done a male Allyr playthrough. Anyways, but you also chose the second support as well. I think I said that I selected this, but I let you actually select both sets.
Yeah, I picked the Etier one initially just because love Etier, but then I remembered this support I'm about to go through, and I was like, no, we have to talk about this one. I think I loved it at the time. Let's see if I still love it a year later. Because I think this is like one of the first support chains I actually got maxed out.
And so you chose Chloe and Louis, which, wow, if I said this to you before we actually started properly recording, like if Choose Your Legends had engaged last year, I think Louis probably would have won because he was like, people loved Louis.
He was very, very good for me. He was a delightful and wonderful tank. But let us, we'll be staying in the kingdom of Firinae. Sorry, Solm, Brodia, and Illusia in your face.
I'm kind of blanking right now. Who is it that Chloe and Louis serve? Because I know they're both retainers to someone else.
Yeah, Chloe and Louis are both the retainers for Princess Cele, the Princess of Firinae, whose name I just blanked on.
Is it Citrine? No, that's Brodia.
Is
she the one that has the gigantic dress? It looks like an onion.
Yes.
Okay. What? That's Alfred's sister. Can't remember her name. We just mentioned her name in the other support.
Her name was in the support.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't play Engage for basically since the DLC. Oh, dear Lord. I just remembered. Oh, yeah, that's why I stopped playing. I hated the DLC a lot.
Want to know our thoughts on that? We also did an episode on that too. But yes, they both serve Princess Selene, and they are also in the country of Firinae.
Yep, we are all in Firinae. It's an all Firinae episode of the Emblem Support Podcast.
Nice. So who do you want on this one, Chloe or Louis?
I'll go Louis this time.
Okay. Louis, were you watching me again?
Indeed I was. You and your whole coterie of ladies. The sight of you all together pleased me to no end.
The way you talk, it sounds like you were taking in fine art at a gallery.
To me, there is no greater art. The finest galleries fall short by comparison. There are so many subtleties and nuances to be seen that I could do so all day.
That's really the whole reason you do it?
It is no different than appreciating a beautiful landscape. I sit quietly and let it soothe me. I see no harm in people watching, and I'm sure you of all people must agree.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I guess I do.
I've seen the way you drop everything to moon over any especially picturesque scenes.
Like a princess and her knight. A prince and his servant. Oh, or a Pegasus and a maiden. So many lovely scenes straight out of a fairy tale. I adore them all.
You and I are kindred spirits in that respect. Here's an idea. Why don't you and I have a little viewing party sometime? We can stand at a remove and point out scenes that catch our respective eyes.
That sounds like fun. I'm game if you are.
And so the stalking begins.
People watching.
That's all they're doing. They're just watching people and maybe shipping people.
Here's a funny thing. So in Fire Emblem Heroes, Chloe, her weapon has a spec, because it's a unique weapon to her. Its special ability is that if Chloe, she gets like bonuses to her attack and defense. Is it all of her stats? I can't remember exactly, but she gets some kind of stat bonuses if she's on the same team as a pair of S-supported people. So I have her on a team with the great Virion and the Ninja Alt for Church, and they're S-supported. And so Chloe gets bonuses because they're S-supported.
Well, these skills actually kind of go into the actual game. In Engage, Louis has the ability, if there are two female allies adjacent to each other, then he gets some sort of bonus. And Chloe has that same thing, except for, I believe, a male and female.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So there are people watching, and their people watching desires actually goes into gameplay. We see the support conversation come into the gameplay, and it's wonderful.
That's funny. So what do you think of this C support?
It's setting the tone, and it's just like letting us know, like, okay, they just like watching people, but they don't seem to be creepy about it. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on this.
I think Louis comes across a little more fanciful than I thought he would. Like, if you just started reading this without telling me who it was, I could sworn this is like a Ferdinand or a Virion, or like a Sane, or any like the more quote-unquote flirty characters from Fire Emblem's past.
Yeah, Louis isn't really a flirty character. He just enjoys enjoys beauty. He admires beauty.
Oh, so he's like Oliver.
Exactly. Poor Louis. Sorry, Louis.
I apologize too. Now let's get on to that B support. Take a look at that, Louis. Isn't it lovely how that couple shares a meal together? The girl hand feeds the boy, and then the boy returns the gesture. So intimate. Like a prince and a princess from my fairy tales.
It's quite the sight. One imagines the sort of lives they lead, how they met, and so forth. It's an interesting change of pace to observe your favorite scenes now and then.
Uh-oh. For someone who just said it's interesting, you don't sound so invested.
I'm sorry. There's something I feel is lacking, after all it seems.
And what would that be?
I'm not certain, but I suspect what it's missing is you.
Me? How so?
Everyone adores you, Chloe. You're particularly surrounded by friends. The closeness you show with those friends. There's nothing quite like it. The sight of it fills me with such joy that I would hold it in my mind forever if I could. The drawback, it seems, is that scenes without you in them lose their luster.
I can tell you mean that as a compliment, so Thanks, Louis. But I'd be careful who I said that to. I know where you're coming from with that hobby of yours, but other people. It takes a lot of explanation before people will understand. Not all of them have the patience.
I shall bear that in mind.
We should probably get going. That couple we stared at is starting to stare back.
Yes, perhaps it is time for us to withdraw. Shall we see what else we can see? We're seeing two like-minded people watchers confess all the little details they like about their people watching, and it's a little weird, but I kind of like that it's weird, which is why I picked the support. Borderline creepy, as Chloe kind of says. It's just like, this is close to being creepy, but because I know you, it's cool.
Oh, it's cool to them. Oh, I know you, and you know me. I know you like staring at people, so that's cool, man. That's cool. Don't worry
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. Totally nothing creepy about this. Nothing weird about imagining how people met and watching people feed each other. Totally normal.
I just like the very end of the support where it's like, they're starting to stare back at us, so we should just go.
It is a very good ending to that one. Will it get creepier or will it become more delightful when we get to the A? Shall we observe some more lovely scenes today, Chloe?
Sure, Louis. Here's hoping we can spot a real dashing one.
Ah, yes. I have this for you, if you wish.
You brought me dried fish. I've never quite seen any this color. All those blues and greens and yellows. Hard to believe it's really food, huh?
I'm told it's quite rare and not often found at market. That's the sort of folk food you prefer, yes? Take it in case you feel a bit peckish.
Thanks, Louis. It looks great. I'm always eager to try something new, but I don't think I've ever mentioned to you my love for folk foods.
Oh, Chloe. I've spent too much time observing you not to be an expert on the subject by now.
Hmm. You're an odd one, Louis. But then again, I'm not one to talk.
What do you mean?
I got you some dried grapes. Hope you like them.
Why, thank you, Chloe. Grapes are my favorite, you know.
I do know. I've been watching you, too.
You've been watching me?
Just like you've been watching me. No matter who you're with, Louis. It always looks like something out of a fairy tale.
Turnabout is fair play, it seems.
We know a lot about each other at this point. Hmm. What a way to get to know someone.
Isn't it, though? Some might call it odd that I learned your preferences via observation rather than by asking.
Not me. It makes perfect sense given our shared love for people watching.
I suppose you're right.
Well, if we both have our favorite snacks, is it time to go?
Quite so. I think it's going to be another lovely day, my friend. These two are weird and I love them.
Punch my ticket. I'm on the weird ship.
Yeah, but Nintendo doesn't want us to have weird ships. They don't want to have us let us have cool ships. They don't want cute ships. They don't want disturbing ships. They just don't want ships. They hate boating. What are we talking about?
We were talking about Chapter 15, The Ghost Ship.
Ah, yes. Every Fire Emblem has a boat chapter. Wait, no. Again, it's like, I like these two together sharing their weird shared traits that come across disturbing to others, but they like both see the purity in it, their own weird purity in this. And I find this really, really charming and silly.
Same, you know, Chloe observes Louis. Louis observes Chloe. They observe each other. They get to know, you know, what their favorite foods are without communicating to one each other. And they both know that, oh, yeah, you watch people. I watch people. We watch people together. We do this shared activity together. They're literally, like, on dates, but they watch people, which is kind of weird, but...
Not dates. Engage doesn't have dates.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It's a date. It's totally a date.
Yeah, it just feels like, at least from the supports that we've done today, I'd have to go back and read our other ones that we've done for Engage, but it seems very much like they're like, yeah, here's romance, but No paired endings. So no,
no paired ending. We end it by saying they're just friends.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it. Maybe it's just we happen to pick the perfect two supports, but maybe going back and reading more engaged supports, it'll be a trend and it will become less cute and fun and more. Yeah, I know how this is going to end. It'll become like the, oh, look, you have the shared same ring as I do.
Yeah, but we've also chosen like same people within the same kingdom that already have an intimate understanding of each other. You know, from you know, prince and retainer to two retainers that serve the same princess. So that could also be something too.
We'll have to do more engage in the future to see if this trend continues. I'm very curious about it now.
But is that it, CardWiz? Is there anything that we have not said?
I believe we've gone through all of our 100% guaranteed accurate predictions for the future. Lord forbid if even one of mine come true.
Same here. That very adult, man. It's just, it's going to happen.
Hey, I did my part. I voted to get Virion from Tokyo Mirage Sessions in there.
Yeah, but you also voted Takame, so.
Yeah, because he's the best character in Fates. Yeah, and now that Order is not talking to me anymore, chapter complete.
So with all that said, CardWiz, if they want to know more about your opinions on things, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/CardWiz. I'm currently playing through Golden Sun, having my usual Soccer Wars Sundays, although it's starting to get weird now that I've run out of Soccer Wars games. Tune in and find out what I mean by that. And on Twitter at Katie Corley.
For me, you can find me on Twitter at Plan Ordo, and you can get in touch with the podcast at Emblem Supports on Twitter, on Threads, and on Instagram. And if you want to, you can drop a comment below in the Q&A section on Spotify now. So do that. We'll read those out on the air. And thank you for listening. And with all that said, chapter complete.